Monday Night Talk on Twitter. Start at 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk. And don't forget to add hashtag Monday Night Talk to your tweets. And now, more Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to the final segment of Monday Night Talk. And again, just a reminder, remember that we do have a podcast that we put up throughout the rest of this week. If you can be patient, you will be rewarded. Just go to 959watd.com, look for the Monday Night Talk with Kevin Tachi banner, click on it, and it'll put you right on through. I'm pleased to say that our final guest this evening is a gentleman who I always have a great conversation with. I always enjoy talking with him. He does a lot when it comes to law enforcement, especially in Plymouth County. I'm speaking of none other than Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Kevin. Thank you.
First and foremost, how are things going down at the sheriff's office and the jail?
Great. Things are going very well at the sheriff's office and the jail and House of Correction. Everyone is where they're supposed to be, and and we're looking forward to a happy and a safe summer.
A couple of things that we thought we would talk about is a couple of programs, name change for one particular program, and also just to kind of let folks know that if they want to be notified about things that are going on here in the county or things that are going on. There's a fantastic system called Code Red. But we're going to start things off talking about a program that was once known as Are You Okay? That has since been changed to Safety Assurance. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah. It's now called Safety Assurance. And I just want to say thank you, Kevin, for putting us on like this and helping us get the word out, because these are very useful safety programs that are available to the public at large, and we want as many people as possible to be able to take advantage of it. You correctly note the Are You OK program, which has probably been around over 20 years, so it started before I was the sheriff. I believe it was Sheriff Peter Foreman that started it. It was a free program, and what it basically was an automated telephone call that would call people who wanted the service at home at a designated time that the client would pick out, and the call would give you a menu of items to choose. If everything was fine, you just pressed the number accordingly, and that was the end of the call. If you needed further assistance, you could select other menu options, and a live person would talk to you. And in the instance where there was no response, then we would activate a response that was chosen by the client prior to this. So normally, wouldn't mean calling the police or the fire department. Normally, it would be calling a relative just to make sure that they're not golfing in Bermuda, which is sometimes the case, and thankfully so, and gone on vacation and forgotten to tell us, or that they're somewhere else and not answering the telephone. If we were not able to reach a relative, sometimes they would designate a neighbor. Neighbor could go over just to peek in on people. And in the event that we couldn't do that, then we would notify the local police department and they could do a well-being check.
What is the cost of this particular program or this service?
Well, the cost of the service is same as for the Are You OK is nothing. And anybody that lives in Plymouth County can take advantage of this. And what's changing here isn't really so much the service, but the quality of the service. We're upgrading after 20 plus years the hardware and software that's being used to make these telephone calls. 20 years ago, people may remember, and actually when I first became the sheriff, Sergeant Joe Roycroft, who was, he has since passed on, but a great face of that program. We now have a new face of that program, which is Communications Officer Roy Zettelmoyer. Roy's doing a great job. He really believes in the program and loves to serve the public at large. But because of copyright on the old equipment, we are not able to use that Are You OK name or moniker anymore. So we've switched that over to the new one, which is Safety Assurance. Essentially, it works the same way. 6:30 in the morning to around noontime, the client can select what time they'd like to be called, and that call would be made, and please God, everything's fine. But if not, Officer Zettelmoyer would be standing by to step in personally. He does monitor all of those phone calls over the course of the morning, and he has a keen ear and knows when he needs to jump in and do something.
Does the individual who wants to sign up for the service need anything other than a phone, and will a cell phone do other than a landline?
That's a great question. The answer to that is no. All you need is a phone, and it can be a landline. Historically, now when the program began, you can imagine, I think virtually all of them were landlines. But as time has gone on, many, many people have switched over from that landline to a cell phone, and that's entirely possible. The only thing that we need to have that person signed up is, you know, their name and address, so we would know if help needed to be sent, where to send them, but also what that telephone number is. So if people are not on the system or have been on the system before and are not now, all they need to do is call us at the Sheriff's Department and be connected with the communications office, and we will sign them up for the program.
And there's no need for a contract. You don't have to sign a contract to be a part of this.
No contract at all. In fact, the client would be able to select, you know, when they start the program. Some people only need it temporarily. You know, if you have somebody who's recuperating from an illness or perhaps a surgery, they don't want to be part of the program, you know, ad infinitum. They may just want to be it on a limited period of time. They can choose that. They can start it, stop it at their election. It's something for them to use.
Who are you finding that uses this? Is this more of an elderly base, or does it vary?
This is a program that really anybody that needs to be or would feel comfortable having somebody check in on them every day can be someone who, usually it's an elderly person. Very frequently it's somebody who may have some health issues or some physical disabilities. Those are always folks who could benefit from this program. But we're finding that a lot of times when we talk to some of our seniors about this, they say, you know, that they're too young for that service. And I think that's an unfortunate way to look at it. It really doesn't matter what your age is, that the need is still there. And sometimes, and a lot of times, the way that I sell the program to some of the seniors is to say, well, think about this not as a service necessarily for you, but the peace of mind that your loved ones are going to get from this. Mm. So don't do it for yourself. Do it for your children, your grandchildren. And a lot of them say, you know, that's a good way to look at it, and I think you're right, and they sign up for the program. So I'm hoping some people, you know, not even just for their own peace of mind, but for the peace of mind of the loved ones, will think about it.
You had mentioned about that you did, you know, in the past with Are You Okay? Or, you know, if somebody had, you know, gone on vacation or something, it's easy enough that, you know, that something like that happens. Is there a way for someone to be able to stop the service and then restart the service if they decided to go on vacation or they're doing something?
Absolutely, yeah. If they were part of that service, all they would need to do was contact our communications office at the Sheriff's Department, and that would probably be Officer Zettelmoyer himself, who they would deal with, and just let him know that they're headed off to a nice vacation wherever they're going, and they want to stop the service on these particular, just like you would with your mail service or anything else.
How about as far as, you know, if you do have someone who is of the older population who might have a medical alert device, can it be used in conjunction with that?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kevin. Thank you. And it can. It does not interfere with any of those things. And in fact, we encourage people to, if they're enrolled in those already, stay in them.
Okay. And also, this is a service that's 365 days a year, unless there's a leap day in there, then it's 366, but that's every fourth year.
Yes.
When do the calls, do people usually tend to want the calls? Is it more of an earlier service than somebody calling at 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yes, very much so. Most of our folks that are involved in this seem to be early risers. I think they want to get a good jump on the day so that they can get out. Many, many folks are very active that are part of this program. So we do see it very heavily weighted toward the early morning hours. But they go from 6:30 in the morning until noontime. People can choose a time.
What does it take to get started?
Well, as we said before, all you need is a telephone that works with a telephone number, and you can contact the Sheriff's Department Communications Center at 508-830-6200, and they will be happy to get you the information, get you in contact with with Officer Zettelmoyer, or enroll you right over the phone.
Anything else that we want to make sure we mention before we move on to our next topic?
No, I think we'll just reiterate the fact that this is a free service. It's a great service. It provides tremendous peace of mind to folks who may be elderly or disabled. And even more so to their relatives. So to those folks who might be thinking of using the program but thinking that they don't want that or don't need that necessarily yet, think about your loved ones and maybe the peace of mind they'll derive from that.
Again, my guest for this final segment of Monday Night Talk is Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald, who is always kind to come in studio and talk about, keep us informed as to some of the things that are happening down at the Sheriff's Department or at the jail or on the county farm. I want to kind of move our conversation to the Code Red Community Notification
Indeed.
System. This is, of course, an alert system that is shared with Bristol County?
Correct, yes. This is another system that we recently upgraded a year and a half, 2 years ago. We did a major overhaul and upgraded the hardware and software again. And the Code Red, the best way to describe what the Code Red is it's what are commonly known as reverse 911, where people they're not receiving a call from the police or their local fire or whomever. They're getting a call from them to indicate something that's going on. And what we've done is we've updated this system. It's better than it was. It's faster than it was. And also now we're encompassing not just Plymouth County, but we're also doing Bristol County as well.
Now, I have to ask you first and foremost, who are some of the folks who should probably consider registering for this?
Well, I'm going to suggest that really everybody should consider registering for this. Anybody that wants to be informed, you know, whether you're a business owner in a particular area, a resident of a town, the important thing to know is that our software is geographically driven, meaning that your phone number, and this is another thing that people don't necessarily think about, if you have a cell phone, you may have a Boston cell number and be living in Plymouth. You may, you know, it's, or you may have moved from another place, so you could have an out-of-state cell phone number. The important thing, cell phones are perfectly fine for this reverse 911. We just need to know what your number is and where it is that you want to use as the address, because we don't want to be giving alerts to people unnecessarily and being annoying. We want to give information that's relevant to you based upon where you live or where you work.
Do you find a lot of municipalities here in Plymouth County are utilizing this system?
Very, very much so, Kevin. Yes, we utilize it all the time for municipalities, both in Plymouth County and in Bristol County, and it can involve things as scary as escaped fugitives or criminals on the loose, or something as mundane as road closures for 4th of July events or road construction, things of that nature. We're not going to be bothering people with things like a bake sale for the PTO or things like that. Some of those schools have their own systems, but this is very, very useful, and it's used only for public safety notifications.
And I can actually attest to this. I think I've shared a couple of stories with you of recent uses of the Code Red system. One of them was during right around this time last year, where the town administrator in Whitman used it to alert folks as to, I guess they had trapped some mosquitoes that were had signs of West Nile virus or Eastern equine encephalitis, and wanted to warn residents about this and let them know some of the safety precautions they should take between, you know, dusk and dawn. And also, same community, when there was a backpack that was left unattended at the Whitman Public Library and a Code Red was sent out. Oddly enough, the individual who had left it, I guess the mother had said, "Hey, were you down at the library? There was something going on in regards to a backpack." Kid realized that he had left his backpack and went back. Actually, ATD did report that story, and it was just kind of because it was a big deal.
Right.
Both of the police chief and the fire chief took, you know, did not want to take any chances with this, you know, backpack that was left behind, and they called in the state police bomb squad, and you and I actually kind of joked because it was, even though it's not so much a joking manner, it could be a way to lose your homework if you don't, you know.
Right, yeah. You know, the old excuse, the dog ate my homework. Now it could be the state police bomb squad blew up my homework.
Right, because they left my backpack somewhere. Again, it's not a joking manner, but just the idea is that this was a system that was utilized to at least, you know, go from, you know, where it was a high alert situation where folks were kind of set at ease. And it was, and I look at that and say, wow, it was phenomenal that was somehow a part of, you know, kind of taking this thing from being a 10 to a 0.
Yeah, and, you know, those are great examples because they demonstrate it's not just the traditional public safety message or police message that you might think. It could be anything. It could be health alerts from the local health agents, anything, like the road closures, as we said. And I'll share one story with you and with the listeners. I actually saw the chief yesterday, but this was in Bristol County. There was about a year and a half ago, one of our communities down in the South Coast in Bristol County had a terrible situation where a gentleman in a wheelchair was hit by someone driving a car and killed. And the driver of that vehicle fled the scene. And the police down there were at a loss as to, you know, how we were going to apprehend or identify the driver of the vehicle. They used the code RED, and they put out information with reference to what kind of a vehicle they thought that it was, what kind of damage the vehicle would demonstrate. And lo and behold, someone called in indicating that their husband had a vehicle of that description with that type of damage. And that case ultimately was the gentleman was charged and convicted. So that's a time when the code RED was used to actually solve a crime. So really, the uses are probably even more than we can think of.
We just have a couple of minutes left with you, Sheriff. Again, speaking with Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald. Anything in closing in regards to the code RED system? If you want to get word out to folks, how they could either sign up for it or help spread the word about it?
Again, talk to your friends about it. Ask if they're part of the program. If you're not part of the program or you've changed your phone number, or, you know, I didn't mention before and I should have, if you have an unlisted phone number, you're not in the database. Okay. So anybody that has even a landline that's unlisted, give us a call, 508-830-6200, and tell them that you want to get involved in the Code RED system, and they will be happy to enroll you right over the phone.
What about folks in various communities? Because in my notes here, there's, I guess, a handful of communities that they would have to speak to their local officials about signing up for the alerts.
Well, I don't know that some of our local towns, and
I got Acushnet, Kingston, Duxbury, Attleboro, Seekonk, as they might want to check with local officials.
Yeah, they can check with their local officials because they have their own systems down there.
Okay.
They may not be the same system, but it's a similar system. Mm-hmm. Personally, I'm a belt and suspenders kind of a guy. I don't think that you're ever going to be hurt by having too much information as far as these types of things go.
I have to say, you're a fascinating guy when it comes to analogies. You have some very good analogies. I like the belt and suspenders. There's a couple other ones that you in our past conversations you've mentioned. I'm like going, that's pretty good. I like that. Anything in closing in regards to your visit here? If folks want to find out more information about what's going on, I'd love to have you back in the fall to talk about the farm and how things are going down there.
I'd love to, yeah. And I'll throw a little plug in for the farm. We're the last county farm in Massachusetts, and, you know, people should come down there. We've got the petting zoo. We've got the plants for sale, the proceeds of which benefit the inmates. So come on down on Obrey Street. Exit 5 off of Route 3, and it's your farm. Come on down.
I also want to throw in a little plug for Karen Berry and John Burtwell, who do a phenomenal job in helping us to line you up and have you come in and talk about these particular items and supplies with information to be able to ask you the questions that probably some of the folks at home who are listening might be asking themselves.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, I appreciate you and WATD having us come in and talk about these things, because there are a lot of folks out there that, but for listening to the station, would have no idea that these free services are out there.
There he is, the sheriff himself, Joe McDonald. Website again, if folks want to find out more information?
Sure, it's www.pcsdma.org.
All right, and we'll have to have you, like I said, back in the fall to talk about the county farm. That's it here for Monday Night Talk. We want to thank all of our guests. We want to thank you for tuning in. Until next Monday at 6:15, have a good evening.